questions. So we're going to ask those questions first. So therefore, really, I mean, should be totally honest. Okay. I know years ago we touched on this subject, but I'd like to do it again. All right. The maybe perhaps elaborate a little more on it. The famous pasuk that everyone knows, HaMalach HaGoyel Oisi Mikol Ra, Yivorech Hasana Oren. Yivorech Vahem Shmi V'Shem Avosai Avram Yitzchak Yidgil Rov V'Kerv Oretz. Okay, so the angel that redeems me from all evil shall bless the lads. And they shall, and my name shall be called in them, and the name of my the names of my fathers, Avram and Yitzchak, and then they shall be plentiful in the midst of the land. Okay, so this is an area where the dangerous area, of course. I mean, because the way it appears to some people is that the that you're invoking a malach to give a bracha. I mean, this is basically kira, because it's against the Yisrael Yadonis that we do not believe that a malach can be a mevarach. Only a Kadosh Baruch Hu can be a mevarach. So so there's Pesukim in the Torah, some of Shmim and Esau and Yavarachem, and there's no bracha is always from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yet you have this pasuk, HaMalach HaGoyel Oisi Mikol Ra, as if this angel has some kind of protective powers. Right? So people have used this pasuk to support their erroneous views. And notably, I mean, the Christians, but Chazal always say that kol makom shepokro tzedukin shuvasan betzidan. That means that wherever the apokrusim ask kashas, the answer is right there. The answer is right alongside. Okay, there's a reason for that, by the way. We'll explain why, what it means. Why is Shuvasan Betzidan? It's an interesting thing. Kol makom shepakram minin Shuvasan Betzidan. Because shepakram tzedukim Shuvasan Betzidan. It means to say that they grasp, see, they're not, they're grabbing onto something, but because they don't have the Masorah of how to learn Torah, so they don't know how to explain it. But the Torah specifically mentioned, it means Sdukim doesn't mean they're stupid people, it means they're intelligent people, and they point to something that that exists in the Torah. I'm not talking about a person who just asks crazy questions. I mean, the person, Pakrat, Sdukim, were people who were intelligent. They're the wrong shita, but they didn't have a Masorah, but they were intelligent. So wherever it's Pakrat's Dukim, it's Chuvasan Betzidon, what Chazal mean to say is that there's a reason why they're grabbing onto something, but the Torah itself is aware of that problem. There's a reason why the Torah is doing it, and if you look into you'll see the reason right over there. It's specifically designed. It's specifically designed for that purpose. They're grabbing onto a part of something, but they don't see the whole. And the Torah itself is doing it for a reason which they don't quite grasp. Okay, but they grab onto it because it appeals to them. It's appealing to their emotions, so that's why they grab onto it. And the same thing is true over here. By Amalach HaGoyel Oisi Mikol Ra, Yivorech Hasan Aram, is an area that pakra tzedukim. Like tzedukim means all apokrusim. The term tzeduki really is referring to the Talmidim of Tzadik or Baisis, but Aminu of Tzedek, but it means really all those that deny the Teresha Baal Peh and the system of the Masara. There really is only one kind of a tzduki, and that's always been straight throughout the ages. A tzduki means the one that denies Teresha Baal Peh. That's the definition of a tzduki. So I'd like to show exactly what this means. Alright, Amalach HaGoyla Simikol Ra. Of course, I mean, all our Mepharshim emphasize the fact that the Malach has no powers, and there's no question. I mean, every single Mepharsh explains it that way. But I'd like to show from the Psukim itself the proof that this is so. Okay. The proof that this is so from the psukim themselves, and of course, tshuvasan betzidan means that the answer is right there. Okay, so without going too far, I mean, Rashi says, what does it mean, Amalach HaGadol Simikol Ra? So Rashi says that Malach HaRogil Hishtaleach Elai Bitzarasi. Kein shenemar vayomar Eli malach olakim b'chalom Yaakov. That's the pasuk before in Parshas Vayetze by Lavan Arami. Tzchoftes Yiralef. Okay, it was when Yaakov was telling about how he was able to be successful in obtaining his wages. So he was telling his wives, Rachel and Leah. He says, "Vayom vayom elah malach olakim b'chalom Yaakov amar hineni." All right. So that's the malach olakim harogil lovo elav. All right. We'll get to there in a second too. I'll show you. But the I just want to show you Shuvasa Betzida means right on the spot itself, because you have to start, of course, from the psukim before. You see. It says, "Vayevorach es Yosef vayomar holokim asher eshalchu avos elefonav Avram v'Yitzchok holokim haroa osi me'odi ad hayom hazeh hamalach hagol osi mikol ra yevorach es anaram." So right away, you see, if you separate the pasuk, and you say hamalach hagol osi mikol ra yevorach es anaram, so then of course you have the problem. But I mean, you can't omit the pasuk before. The passage before, Elokim Asher Eshalchu Avos Elefon of Avram Yitzchok, Elokim Aroa Simeode Ariyom Azeh, then it says Hamalach HaGol Asim Yitol Ra. Alright, so what does this indicate? Very, very simple. What does it show? I mean, just from the structure, from the grammatical structure of the psukim, what do you see from this? The what? There cannot be a subject without a predicate. And basically, it's a rule. It can't be a subject. You can't have a subject without a predicate. So therefore, if you look at the previous pasuk, Holokim Masher Eshalchu Avos Elefon of Avram Yitzchok, Holokim Aroos Even Meod Yerim Azeh, what? It is a subject. The subject is a sentence, right? But no predicate follows. You understand? There's no predicate after that. Holokim Masher Eshalchu Avos Elefon Avram Yitzchok. No? So what? Holokim Aroos Even Meod Yerim Azeh. Yes? Okay? So Hamalach HaGoel Osi Mikol Ra really is what? It's a third subject. Okay. So Yevorech Es Hanorim, the simple shot, and a lot of pshatim have been said on this pasuk, but I always like to give just the simplest, plainest pshat in the pasuk. And the simplest understanding of the pasuk, I mean, just grammatically, to understand the pasuk, I mean, the pasuk Hamalach HaGoel Osi Mikol Ra is a third subject. Okay, it's a third subject. It's not the beginning, Hamalach HaGoel Osi Mikol Ra, it's the third subject. So, Elokim Asher Eshalchu Avos Elefon of Avram Yitzchok, Holokim Ra Osi Miyod Vayim Azeh, Hamalach HaGoel Osi Mikol Ra. Yevorech is the predicate. Yevorech es hanorim is the predicate, the verb, yevorech. Okay? The predicate, of course, is relating to what? is relating to what? I mean, everything. All three subjects. Okay, three subjects. Olokim Mashes Halcho Vasilafonov Meirim Yamazel in Plam Shah. So, of course, the Pshat Yevarech HaSanan Aram is referring to all three subjects. That's the predicate for all three. Okay? So, basically, you see that all three are identical. So, who is the Yevarech? Holakim Ashes Halchovas Lefanov, Holakim Arosi and Amalach Hagolsi Mikol Ra. So what does it mean? How do you have these? Why are there three subjects? Why are there three subjects over here? So what's the answer? So the answer is because it means to say what Yaakovin was talking about was Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'toras midosav. In terms of his attributes, and when we say the attributes of God, what does attributes mean? When we say attributes, God has no attributes. So it's one of the Yesod Yados. Hashem Achad, he has no attributes. So what does it mean, attributes? Attributes means his galus, insofar as we are concerned, it's called Midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means We perceive the manifestations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we perceive the manifestations of God in various manners, in different ways. But the source, of course, the source, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is one. Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the source is one, but the midos that we recognize are various. Okay? So here you see Yaakov Avinu. What did he do? He singled out three midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, one midah is Elokim Ashes Halchov Asolafon Avraham Yitzchak. That's one midah. The second midah is Elokim Haroosi Me'od Divar Yom Hazeh. And the third midah is Hamalach HaGoel Asi Mikol Ra. All right. And Rashi says, Rashi refers to where? Rashi refers to, makes a reference to the previous psukim. And when you take a look at the previous psukim, in the Pasuk in Vayetze, it says, HaMalach HaRogel Ishtaleach Elai, the Malach that was always sent to me. So you take a look at the psukim, so the Pasuk itself, again, it's Shuvaso Bitzido. Because it says the puzzle is this: Vayoma Elai Malach Olakim Chof Tesila Malach Olakim B'Chalom Yaakov Va'Oma Hineni Vayoma Sono Einecho Re'ei Kolo Atudim Olam Alatzon Akudim Nekudim Uvrudim Ki Ra'isi Eis Kol Hashel Lovan Osolach. Who's Ra'isi? Ra'isi is who? No. Ra'isi is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where do you see the Kadosh Baruch Hu? Excuse me? No, I was going to see. Anochi Okeel Beisel. Hashem Ashachta Shom Atzeva Shinadat Ali Shom Neda. Okay? So Anochi Okeel Beisel is who? It's the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So you see the switch. From the Malach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Interesting thing. Just straight. Kol Makom Shepakrat Stukim Shuvasam Betzigan. Right there. You see that the subject is interchangeable. Malach Elokim is interchangeable with Anochi Okel Beisel. You find it again in Shemos. In Shemos in Mishpatim. Okay. Shemos Mishpatim and Mishpatim Shishi. It's Chaf Gimelcha. Hinei Anochi Shaleach Malach Lefanecha Lishmorcho Badorach. Okay. V'lahaviyacho Alamakom Asher Hachinasi. Hishomer Mipanov Ushma Bekolo Al Tamerbo. Alright, it's talking about who? About the Malach. Ki lo yiso lefishachem ki shimi bekirbo. Okay. Kim Shema Tishma Bekolo Vos. Kim Shema Tishma Bekolo is referring to whom? The Malach. The Osiso Kol Asher Adaber. Okay. The Oyavti Es Oyevecha. The Tzarti Es Sarecha. Okay. Again, what do you see clearly? Again, the Malach is the Malach and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interchangeable. Okay? It's clear from the Pasuk. Just grammatically, from the Pasuk, the way the Pasuk is structured, you see that the Malach is not an external, is not an external force. The Malach somehow and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is identical. He doesn't know. As a matter of fact, so the question is, he gufa kasha, what does it mean? How does it work? So the Ibn Ezra gives the answer. He gives a beautiful mashal. He gives a mashal of the light of the moon. He says the light of the moon is really the light of the sun. Okay? So he says if somebody would see the light of the moon and they would say, it's the light of the moon, okay, he's correct. And if another person will say it's the light of the sun, he's also correct. That's what the Gemara says. Alright? So it means to say, so that's exactly what the Ibn Ezra explains. It means to say the Malach is really what? The manifestation of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But you can refer to it in terms of the immediate manifestation, or you could speak in terms of the source. Both are correct. That's precisely what the Pesukim teaches. And it's muchach from the Pasuk. So So therefore, what do we have? Basically, you see the Malach HaGoel. Really means nothing. It means a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But Al Yidei HaMalach. That's the real pshat. That's the pshat that is in a pasuk. Alakim Shasalcha Vasam Avriz Yagov. Alakim Rosh Meir Yazeh. And then it's a Malach HaGoel. See me Kol Ra. Means the method through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu manifests as Hashgacha. Yes, it is one subject HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he's mentioning three aspects of the Bari Olam, the way he relates to us on three planes. Okay, I would just like to elaborate what the three are. Okay. Yes. I mean, this is Yisod B'Das, and it's all the upper course of all the site these Pesukim. I mean, but it's Chuvasim and Sidon. I mean, it's right in there. Let's start with the first one. Alokim Ashes Halchu Avosei Lefonav Avram VYitzchak. What does it mean? The God that my fathers, before whom my fathers walked, Avram VYitzchak. Okay. Well, what does it mean? I mean, What is the implication? What does it mean? Ashes halchu avosei lefonav Avram v'Yitzchak. It's an interesting, and I believe that here also it opens up the area of understanding the way the Torah expresses itself in relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because it's a very delicate matter. Yeah, there's an interesting Chazal say. That Gemara says in Brachas that before Avram Avinu there was no one that called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon, because Avram Avinu said Ad Hashem Elokim b'moida ki roshena, so he was the first one that called God Adon. I always wonder what does that mean. I mean, it doesn't mean he wasn't the first one to recognize God. I mean, Shame also recognized Kadosh Baruch Hu. After, all right? I mean, Noach, Shame, everybody, Adam. So wasn't he the first one that called Kadosh Baruch Hu Adam? What did Avram introduce by calling God Adam. All right? And Chazal say that Daniel, when he was mispalel, so he was mispalel with the same exact idea. Because he said in Tachan. That's from Daniel. So it shouldn't have said Leman Hashem, so it should have said Leman Cha. What's Leman Hashem? What's Leman Hashem? So Chazal say that it means it's a reference to the fact that Avraham Avinu was the first one to use the term Adni. Use the term Adai. Okay. See, what was the Elokim Hashem Halchu Avos Alafanav really is a reference to the pasuk that with regard to Avram Avinu. What does it say about Avram Avinu? So Avram Avinu says that Hamachasani Me'Avram Asher Ani Yoseh. So it says pasuk says. Yeah, pasuk says, "Ki yidativ l'mana sheyetzav es banavas beiso achrov v'shamru derech ad Hashem lasos tzedaka mishpat." All right, derech ad Hashem lasos tzedaka mishpat. L'man hovid Hashem al Avram es shediber olav. I mean, that's the pasuk. That's the shevach. That's the biggest shevach. That's the shevach to Avram Avinu. So what did Avram Avinu accomplish? V'shamru derech ad Hashem lasos tzedaka mishpat. What was Avraham Avinu's accomplishment? So Avraham Avinu's accomplishment was Asher Halchu Avos Elafanov is really a reference to what? It's a mitzvah in the Torah. What is Asher? So where do you have the mitzvah of his Halchu? His Halchu is Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Valachta Bedrachav. That's what it means. Valachta Bedrachav. Okay. It means that you should emulate God. Okay. You should emulate God. Valachta Bedrachav. Emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Avraham Avinu was the one that introduced this concept. You see, he was the one that introduced this concept. You see, Shane said, Baruch Avram, Kael Elyon, Kone Shemaya Voretz. Kael Elyon means that God is above, removed from all existences. Yeah, that's a fundamental concept. A fundamental idea of God. I was saying in the Chazas Hashatz on Friday night. But Avraham Avinu apparently introduced something more, different, something different. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was recognized as removed from the Bria before Avraham Avinu. This was before Avraham Avinu. That wasn't what Avraham Avinu introduced, essentially. Avraham Avinu introduced a different idea, new idea. What is a new idea? The new idea is Valachta Derech Ad Hashem, Valachta Bidrachav, a new concept. What is that? Where do you see this? Where do you see this? You see it really in the Rambam, says it openly in Hilchos Deos, Perek Aleph. Interesting thing. Yeah. And he says like this, where the Ram talks about the midos that a person should follow. So he says like this. He says, "Umetzuvin onu lolachas bedrochem ha'elu ha'beinunim, v'heim ha'drochem ha'tovim v'yishorim, shenemar v'alachta bedrochav." Okay. So then the Ram goes on to how a person should do that. He says, and then in the end he says, "Ulefi shehashemos ha'elu nikra bahen hayotzer, v'heim ha'derech ha'beinunis she'anu chayovim l'lechas bar." Which shemos? He says before. He says, "Kach londu bepirish mitzvazu, mahu nikra chanan afatoye chanan, mahu nikra rachum afatoye rachum, mahu nikra kodesh afatoye kodesh, v'al derech zu koru hanavim lokel." B'chol oson ha'kinuyim, erech ha'payim, rav chesed, tzadik, yosha, tomim, gibor, chozak, yotze behen. Lohodia, shehen drochim tovim v'yishorim, v'chayev odom lahanigatmo behen, li damos elov kifikocho. Okay? Then he says, the Ram says, Lefisha Shemo Sa'ilu Mikro Bahen Ayotzer, Vehema Derecha Beinunis Shano Chayav Malachasba, Mikro Derech Zu Derech Hashem. And the Rambam continues, Vehi Shelomar Avram Avinu Levonav, Shenema, Yedativ Lamana Sheyetzavez Bonavez Beso Achrov. Okay? Vaholach Bederech Zu Mevi Tovo Brochalatzmo, Shenema. Laman Havi Hashem al Avram Eisa Shadiber Alav. So you see that Avram Avinu introduced a new idea. It's an interesting thing. A new idea of Lidamos Elav. No one before thought about that, because they recognized that HaKadosh Baruch, that God is removed from man, but they didn't think that a person, on the contrary, it's something which a person might say, what right do I have to emulate a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Okay? And there were philosophers that raised this question. What do you mean emulate God? What does that mean? So but Avraham Avinu said no. On the contrary, that is what man is supposed to do. So that's really, I believe, that's the way the Rambam learns the Chazal. Because what did Chazal say? There was no one that ever called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon before Avram. What does it mean? You see, we have various Shemos Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are the Shemos Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Essentially, what are the names that we employ in relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We use various names. Okay? Essentially, you have really five. Okay? One is Kael. Kael means all powerful. Okay, Eloka comes from that. Then you have Elohim. What does Elohim mean? Elohim means a Dayan, judge. Then you have what? Then you have the shame of Adni. Okay, that's the one I've already introduced. Then you have the shame Tzivakos. Tzivakos means the one who created the universe. That's Tzivakos. Tzivakos means the Tzivos Hashemayim. Okay, the creator of the universe. And then you have two more names. The two more names are Shaddai. I'm saying Shed, so it's not the Shem. And then the next one is Yudkei Vavkei. Okay, it's an interesting thing. All these names, with the exception of two, okay, there are only two names among those that really pertain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, so to speak, himself. Because when the other ones are his actions. Kael means powerful, Elohim means a judge, Tzivakos means that he created these, the creator of the universe. But the Shakai is different. And the shame of Yudkei Vavkei also is different. Because the shame, the Shin Dalad shame, really means, it's a contraction from Sheh, and Sheh means that, and Dai means enough. Enough. What does it mean? So Chazal says, Shedai Belokusi Lachol Beria. It means to say a recognition of God in the universe as the only source and the only force in the universe. Okay? So there you're referring to Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo, that he's the only force. The other shame, the other name of God that refers to God alone, is the shame Havai Yudkei Vavkei. That means absolute existence. The difference between Shekai and between Havaya is that all the names besides Havaya relate to God and the universe. Okay, it includes the universe. There's only one name that is the name of God that has not a reference to the universe, and that's Shem Havaya. Okay, that's the only Shem like that. Excuse me? No, I'm talking about that. That's the same thing. The Ekeshek is the same. That's Havaya. Absolute existence. So that's the pshat in the pasuk. Vayirol Avram el Yitzchak el Yaakov bekel Shakai, uchmir Hashem lo no dati lohem. What does it mean? Because what about the other shemos? Actually, it's not true in a literal sense, because one of course brachah pitta from avinu by brisman sonis any other shem havaya, okay. But it means to say that that's what Rashi is. Lo, it doesn't say lo hodati, lo nodati. But why those two? Because those are the only two names that deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, himself. Okay, so that's why he says Yavos nu shekai. I think that the others knew the shame of Shaddai. What does it mean? It means to say a person can the name Shaddai means that there's nothing else in the universe, no other force in the universe, besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Aristotle could also recognize the shame of Shaddai. Aristotle could also recognize it. The shame Havaya, absolute existence, means that there is nothing else that exists besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that means that God is absolute existence, and everything else came into existence, never coexisted with Him, okay, because it never coexisted with Him. And that's the proof of that is miracles. Because if the universe was like Aristotle thought, that the universe is like a shadow of a wall, so then it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind, is the essence of the universe, and everything stems from Him, correct. But it doesn't mean that He was the absolute existence and He brought the universe into creation. That's Shem Havaya. That's only Shem Havaya. That's the Shem Havaya is the only name of God that exists before, without the universe. So that's the pasuk. Shmir Hashem lo nodati lohem means they never saw miracles. They never saw evidence. They never experienced, when they were never makir, the shame havaya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes the laws of nature. That's the shmir Hashem lo nodati lohem. That's why the pasuk says those two shemos. So that's what the pasuk means. But the Shem Adni, you see, was a name that was introduced by Avraham Avinu. Elokim Mishpat, that was before Avraham Avinu. Tzvakos, yes, creator of the Tzvakos is the source of the heavens. But the shame, the shame of Adnus, that was only Shem Adni. What does it mean? It means like this. It means to say that no one was able to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon before. Why? Because in order to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon, a person has to have a matir. You see? You have to have a matir. The whole concept of the anthropomorphic terms in the Torah, Rashi really explains it. What right do we have to talk about a Kadosh Baruch Hu in an anthropomorphic sense? We have no right to do that. Because it's a denial of Yichud HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How can we do that? It's impossible. So Rashi really gives the answer. Rashi gives the answer by Saddam. Rashi says, the Pasuk says that, God says, Vayomar Hashem Zaka Saddam Vamor ki Rabba, Vachatosom ki Chavdamo. The sin is very great. Erdono ve Ere, Haketza Koso Haboy Lai Osu, Kola. So Rashi says, Rashi says, Lomad le dayonim shelo yifsiku dine nefashis ela beraya. Okay? Ela beria. Hakol kamasha pirashti beparsha safloga. Alright? Okay. So it means to say that they erdonov era, the era. It means they had the dayonim have to see. Dayonim can't just paskin din and afashes arbitrarily. He says, just like he said by the Dor HaFloga, says the same thing, that Vayar Hashem Liros es Iyav es Amigdol asher bonu b'nei ha'adam. Okay? So it means it teaches the Dayan that Vayar Hashem, he says, Lo hutzrach lekach, ala bala lamed le dayanim shelo yashiyun anidun ad sheyiru v'yavinu, to lay see and to lay understand. So it means to say that God gives man a matir to use the anthropomorphic form in order to bring to mind to a person a certain concept. A person will say a dayan is a Dayan is in danger of being a big Balgaiva because everybody respects him for his knowledge. So he'll feel like a paskin din. This is what I think it is. He won't be mezaris himself. He to look into the case. Every little insofar, he won't subordinate himself to Chachma. He'll feel that his ego strength will cause him to make decisions based upon the fact that he thinks he's a great person. So what will the person think to himself? What pasuk will come to the Dayan's mind? Pasuk comes to the Dayan's mind, Erdon of Era, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself said he's going to think into it. Erdon of Era. So the Dayan thinks of the pasuk. It reminds him of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought into it. He has to think into it. You see, it's a matir. That's the matir. That's what Rashi teaches. Kal v'chama l'basa adam. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to think into it. I certainly had to think into it. But of course, it doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought into it. But the reason why the Torah did this is so the Dayan will have before him a pasuk that will remind him that he shouldn't be a Balgaiva and that he has to think into it. If the pasuk describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu as thinking into it, Kal v'chama, he has to think into it. Okay? That's the matir. That's a Rashi. That's really the concept. It's a matir because Yadus is caught in a very big dilemma. And the dilemma is, on the one hand, the idea of God is the most metaphysical and abstract that man is capable of conceiving of. But simultaneously, we have to emulate Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what it means when it says that no one called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon before Avraham Avinu. It means no one had the matir. Because who's Adon? Adon is anthropomorphic. A master. What are you, master? A master is used for the term Basav Adam. So how could I use that in relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Till Avraham Avinu came along and he said, no, we could use the word Adon. Why can we use the word Adon? Because there's a concept of emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'u Afata. Okay, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nikra Chanan, we too should be Nikra Chanan. Rachon, Erech HaPayim, and all the terms that the Nevi'im use are based upon the Matir. The one that gave the initial Matir, the first one to do that, was Avraham Avinu. He had the nerve to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon because he recognized that he has a right to do it, the Taras Matir. Okay, no one else did before. They wouldn't do it. Shem wouldn't do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kel Elyon. I mean, how can I call him Adon? It's impossible. But Avraham Avinu realized, no, on the contrary, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be mishtamesh with the Shem Adon in order to recognize Mahu Afata. Of course, I just want to mention what the many philosophers objected to the concept. They say, it's a crazy idea, you can imitate God. What it means is, imitation of Midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that insofar as, see, a person is subject to two types of chesed. Two types of kindness. One kindness is a kindness that I feel with my heart. Chesed, a person has a family. Son, daughter, wife, children. All close relations. So a person, an individual, is moved by these things to be kind, by these emotions to be kind. But Yahadus demands a higher level of kindness. V'ahavta l'recha kamocha is not talking about your friend who lives down the block, but it's talking about every Yisrael. So the question is, how could I have feelings towards a Jew that I don't know, I never even saw him? And now suddenly I meet him, I have to love him like myself. It's an impossible request. What's the answer? The answer is because the love is not the emotional love. Emotional love is very limited. But it means a love based on a philosophical plane. A recognition of the fact, like the Gemara says in Brachos, that he's a creature and I'm a creature. He's a barrier and I'm a barrier. We're both the same vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of the creation. And that's what causes the identification. It's a philosophical identification, not an emotional identification. So in that respect, when a person removes himself from the small world of the emotions, then he's emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then he's functioning on a different plane. It's a plane which is closer to God. You see, that's Mahu Afata. Mahu Afata doesn't mean Mahu Afata, he's a Chana, you'll be a Chana too. That's not enough. It means the nature of his Chana, the nature of his Racham. You should emulate that. Okay, what does the Pasuk say? Pasuk says, love of Rosh Hashem, a tzaddik chonein v'nosein. Chonein v'nosein. That means, the Gemara, what does tzaddik chonein v'nosein mean? It's a reference, a double reference. Tzaddik means tzaddiko shel olam, means a kadosh baruch hu. It's a chonein v'nosein. So you also should remove yourself from greed and from... And from emotions that cause a person to be stingy and to be concerned with himself, and it should be a chonein v'nosein. Okay, that's tzaddik chonein v'nosein. And tzaddik is tzaddik shel olam, but it also means the human tzaddik as well. It means the human being is capable of functioning on a different plane. That plane is the plane where he's in the objective framework, the philosophical, and is removed from the emotional. That's ma'alafata. That's what Avraham Avinu. That's what Avraham Avinu introduced. That's all the kumashes halchu avosai lefono of Avraham Yitzchak. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't preclude the emotions, but it means the emotions are guided by a higher type of thought process. But it doesn't preclude emotions. The emotions could follow, but the concept, as long as a person is emotionally based. His kindness is very limited. It's only the people that he knows that he can identify with. He feels totally different about people that he doesn't know. But that's not proper philosophically. Why is the one that you know is superior to the one that you don't know? He's also a human being, same human being. So the halacha of chesed demands that a person's kindness should be based on a philosophical plane. In that sense, he's emulating God, because God doesn't have any emotions, and God's chesed is based completely on his essence, and it's removed from this, it's removed kadosh. God doesn't have any emotions. It's a different type of chesed, different type of chanon. Man can also emulate God in that sense. He could remove himself from the small realm of his emotions and function on a different plane, a philosophical plane. When he does that, he's emulating God. That's what it means. That's what Avraham Avinu introduced. So Avraham Avinu said that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's not enough to say Kel Elyon. That a Kadosh Baruch Hu is removed. That's very nice. It's a metaphysical idea. Shame was right. Kel Elyon, yeah, removed. But no, but a Kadosh Baruch Hu is also my Adon. And I have a right to be mishtamish with the term Adon insofar as it teaches me to emulate Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a model of how he functions in the universe. We have to try to function in the same manner. Okay? It's a model. That's what Avraham, that was the concept that Avraham Avinu introduced. Before Avraham, no one would dare use the term, because they didn't, they wanted to use the term without a function would be kfirah. Okay? But in so far, he discovered the function, so therefore the term Adni was introduced. That's what Chazal means. Okay. Yeah, that's great. I mean, you're right about it. It's towards all mankind. It's not just limited. You see, I mean, and I mentioned a few weeks ago, in the Nevi'im, the prophets always talk about the whole realm of mankind, not just Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael has a special significance insofar as they have the ideas of Torah and their responsibilities to the rest of the world. I mean, this is clear from all the Nevi'im. So anyone who denies it is again just functioning in the, he's not learning the Nevi'im, not learning the Torah, and he's just functioning in a myopic sphere based on his own emotions. I mean, there is such a clannishness, you know, that, but it's against the Torah, it's against the Nevi'im. Okay? So even if you'll see a person, a great philanthropist, that will give something, and that's considered like the great, somebody got hurt and he gave it, yeah, but why only did that person got hurt? Because it was brought to his attention and he identifies with the situation. That's still an emotionally based, or somebody will have a certain illness or something happened to them, and therefore they'll give charity to that. They'll give charity to that institution that takes care of that illness. Why that institution? What about, they never heard about the illness before? Suddenly they're giving it. Why? Because it's based on emotional identification. It's a weakness. I mean, it's not a weakness you want to expose, because you're happy people do it on that level too, okay? I mean, it's better if a person gives charity to a certain organization that works to save a man from cancer. That's a high level. But usually it's done because they know someone that had it, or some that they had it, or something. So therefore they identify with it, and that's why they help that organization. Again, it's not something we should discourage, something to encourage, but there's a higher level. The higher level is where the person operates purely on the philosophical. Not because of identification. Yes. Well, Chazal say, midas harachman, the mida, the emotion of kindness, Chazal say, is the one emotion that a person should try to have. Because on the whole, it's in line with perfection. But sometimes that's not good either. I mean, sometimes you have to control your kindness. Sometimes kindness can harm somebody. All right, you have to be... But in general, Chazal, the Torah holds that kindness is an emotion that a person should try to develop and should cultivate, because on the whole, it's good. But not always. I mean, not always. So if you're showing kindness to an evil person and you're helping him, that's not good, because you're showing you're being harmful to people that he harms. So there, your emotions or your emotion of kindness can block you and can cause you to cause more harm to humanity that way. But in general, Chazal held that a person should be should cultivate that midah. Okay? Yes. That's what it means. So Avraham Avinu was really not the one. Not only the one that the discovered God, his existence, but he made another discovery, and that is that we could look at the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu works, and we can emulate it. That was the second discovery. Okay? That's Adam. Alright. Yes. Okay. See, that's the reason why before Avraham Avinu nobody used that term. Because it's a dangerous term. Okay? I'll tell you why. The answer to your question is like this. The answer to your question is that we can never say how, why, or what why God relates to man. Can't do that. We only could say in relation to God the negative. That's the Rambam and the Maharav Ahad. Okay? In other words, we can't say God relates to man. Why? Because he's related to us for this reason or that reason. You can't talk in those terms. Why? We can only speak in terms of what is not. So that's what Avraham Avinu said, really. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not relate to man because of emotions. All right? So that's the limit. Our ability to relate on a philosophical plane, that is the correct plane, and that is the way that is closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all we could say. We can't start comparing the way God relates to the world and the way we relate. We can't, because we don't know anything positive about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no... The model is in the negative. In other words, to remove the concept... God is not limited. God does not function on an emotional plane. He functions on a higher plane, and we recognize in us...
It wasn't... What do you mean?
They didn't have that concept in their minds when they functioned. They were kind, they were nice, but they didn't have that concept. That idea... is the idea of Avraham Avinu. That's what Ram says. Ram doesn't say Mahu Chanan, Mahu Nikra Chanan, Afatoye Chanan, Nikra Racham, Nikra. That's it, Nikra. But the essence of the thing, we don't perceive. But this much we can derive. This is derivable from it. Okay. Yes. The pasuk, but that's is that Lo learned from him. Lo says anything right? Right. But with regard to the pasuk in Daniel, that's what Daniel said. The pasuk is v'hashev. That's it. V'atoshma l'kenal tefilas avtcha v'al tachanun v'or panecho al migdoshcha hashomein leman ad Hashem. He should have said leman cha. So why did he change it? He said leman ad Hashem. So that's what Chazal say. Leman ad Hashem means the shem adni. It means in order. That man, that's the purpose of the Mikdash. The purpose of the Mikdash. The whole kingdom of the Mikdash is that man should perfect himself. That's the instrument of the Mikdash. Laman HaRashem was a remiss to Avraham Avinu. That's why he made that little change. V'halachta b'drachav. That's why we need a Mikdash. Okay, it's both. Laman HaRashem is Laman Shimcha, and Laman HaRashem is also... He used the name Adni in that way to reflect two concepts. That the Beis HaMikdash should not be desolate because it's a desecration of God's name, but he used the name Adni because the purpose of the Mikdash is for us to learn how to live in a perfected life. Emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why he changed it. Okay. That's one. That's all. Kim HaShes Halcho V'Osel Afon of Avram Yitzchok. That's one. Okay, that's one, the first one. Yes? Next one is Elokim Oroo Si Me'odi Ad Hayom Hazeh. And then you have a Malach HaGolos HaMikol Ra. Okay. So what's the difference between Elokim Oroosi Me'odi Ad Hayom Hazeh? You notice here he still uses the term Elokim. But then you have the next one, a Malach HaGolos HaMikol Ra. Okay. So there's a difference. There's two things over here. I think the reason is because The psukim are expressing two different aspects of the ashgacha. Two different. We believe in two different types of ashgacha. It's an interesting thing. There's one everybody's familiar with. The other one, not too many people are familiar with. Holakim haroa osi me'odi arayom azeh means that there is a hashgacha, there is divine providence. There's an element of divine providence, a very special element of divine providence, where a person searches for knowledge of truth and knowledge of God. Such a person who is truly searching, God assists him to gain the knowledge in various ways. That's the whole idea of Matan Torah, basically. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Matan Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Taras Malamed. It means that there's this very special Ashgacha that a person who sincerely is searching for God, that he will attain success. What does the Pasuk say? Pasuk says in Tehillim, Alakim, Hishkif, Al Bnei Adam, Liros, Hayesh Maskil, is there a wise person, Doresh Elokim, who is searching for God? Wasn't that Hashem in Shemaim Hishkif? It means that the Vayashkif is always Ashgacha. Okay? So it means to say that there's a special Ashgacha for a person that's sincerely looking for the truth, that God helps him in that realm, and that realm is not a physical, that's not the physical realm, that's the realm of ideas. That's a different realm. Okay, it's a different realm. That's the pasuk says, "Uikashtem mishom esar Hashem Elokecha umotzasa." Why? Ki sidreshenu b'chol levavav chomashecha. That's it. It means doresh Hashem. A person is doresh Hashem, is truly searching for God and for truth, so he is assisted. Umotzasa. That's a separate hashgacha. That you'll find God, special hashgacha, because of the fact that you're searching. That's hashgacha in the realm of the non-material. Realm of the non-material, okay? That's a different realm, by the way. It's a realm. You say, Kadosh, Adoshem Tzvakos Malocho Loretz Kvado. So what does it mean? Why do you have three times Kadosh? So you say it every day. When we kablin dain and dain v'amrin, Kadosh b'shmei maroma ilo'o beis shechintei, Kaddish al ara ovad givurte. What's the difference? Kaddish b'shmei merom eloh beis shchinte means the non-physical world. Okay, that's merom eloh beis shchinte. That's the non-physical world. God is separated over there. He is different from that world too. And kaddish al ara ovad givurte. He's different from the physical world as well. There are two different realms. There's the realm of the non-material, non-physical. That's merom eloh beis shchinte. And then there's Kaddish al-Ara of Agurte. It's the physical world that we perceive with our senses. So the Holokima Roa Osi Me Ode almost said, the God that was my shepherd from my early youth, he meant shepherd in terms of the essence of life, which is the true ideas. That's the most important thing that a person should have. A person live short life, long life. If he lives a good life, bad life, doesn't make any difference, essentially, if he has the true ideas. That's the essence of man's existence. Like Chazal said, the how long a person lives, tell of a mazel. One great, very righteous person lived 42, another one lived 92. Has nothing, the essence of man's life is not in terms of the years that he lives, but the quality of his life. And the quality of his life is based upon how much knowledge and understanding the person has. Okay, that's a lakim haroa osi me'odi arayom azeh. That's why I mentioned that first. That's the most important. That's the most important area of the hashgacha. Okay, it's hashgacha in a different realm, a different kind of hashgacha. Okay, that's the hashgacha that very few people talk about. The hashgacha that God helped them to attain the truth in their search. That people aren't usually too thankful about. They don't usually talk about that too much. Okay, they're looking for God in the physical realm. Okay, we don't deny this, but that is the third. That's the third aspect. That's Hamalach HaGoel Osi Mikol Ra. Hamalach HaGoel Osi Mikol Ra is referring to what? Is referring to the physical. That's the physical. So the physical world, in other words, that God protects the righteous in the world of the physical, and he intervenes, like by love and harami, that's a righteous, that, the Malach said to him, what's the pasuk? Okay, which aspect is that? That is the aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God's divine providence is Hashgacha in this world. That's Kadosh Alara of Gevurta. That's the physical world that the righteous person Jacob, who worked for Lavan Harami, who was an ingenious crook, he was able to salvage after 20 years to get something. He couldn't outsmart him. So he was able to do it only because the intervention of God's intervention, that's Malach Olekim. And it explains why HaMalach HaGolos HaMekor is a separate pasuk, because it's a different aspect of the Ashgacha. It's not the same. The first two go together. Elokim Hashem Halchavos Elefonov Avram Yitzchak, that's God in terms of recognition of God's existence and his oneness. Yichud Hashem, that's Avram Avinu, and also Adni Midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then Elokim Aroos Meodi Ariyom, so those two got together, because that's Ashgach in the true realm, in the realm of ideas, in that world. That's why those two go together. But a Malach HaGol Osim Mikol Ra, the God that redeems me from all evil, that means from physical evil. Okay, that's a different kind of Ashgach. That's separate. That's a separate kind of a phenomenon. Okay, just a second. Why is it called HaMalach HaGol Osim Mikol Ra? For a very simple reason. Because in the realm of the physical, you need an intermediary. See, a Malach is a physical intermediary. In order for God to effectuate a change in the physical world, the physical intermediary is necessary. So that's a Malach. A Malach means, Malach comes from Malacha, to do work. So it means that it's necessary to have something physical that is under the Hashgacha, under God's divine providence. That's why the word Malach is introduced over there and not in the first two. Okay? Hinei nochishlech Malach baderech laviyachol l'makom Hashach hinosi. That means that I will intervene, and that's why the pasuk, that's why it says, but v'ayafti yisoyivecho v'tzayti sorerecho, and the same thing in Enochi Kel Beisel is the same thing. Why? That's like the Ibn Ezra says. It doesn't matter whether you say the moon is sunlight or whether you say it's the light of the moon. It's the same thing. It's the light of the moon because the moon is a physical object that's received the light from the sun. So either statement is correct. Either statement is accurate. So that's the same way. In the same way, HaMalach, that's why the Malach is interchangeable. Same thing. There's no country. Same exact thing. But it depends how if you're referring to the phenomenon that was directly under the Ashgacha, the physical phenomenon, then it's Malach. If you're referring to the source, then it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Torah teaches us. It is not two different things, the same thing, but it depends on how the person defines it. So we have another category. We have really two categories in relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One is Elokim Haro'o Simeori Ariyom Hazeh. That means what? That's a reference to the Ashgacha in terms of Chachma, in terms of a person's search for wisdom and knowledge. That's a special thing. That's the realm of the non-physical. But then you have a different, another kind. Malach HaGol Osimi Kol Ra means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Torah Shomer. He watches us. And you'll see all the psukim fit in exactly with that concept. What is it? Ki Malachov Yitzav Eloch Shmorcha B'Kol L'Rechecha. Okay. Shmira. What is Shmira? Shmira means Shmir Men HaMazikin. By Yitzis Mitzrayim, what does it say? Leil Shimurim Hu Lad Hashem Lo Tzion Me Eretz Mitzrayim. Shmira means, that's a Malach HaGoel. That means protection, means physical protection is the Shmira Menam Azikin. That's a Malach HaGoel Simikara. Kriya Shema Lamita, the Gemara says, what's the advantage of saying Kriya Shema Lamita? So what does it say? It's a what? It's Shmir Ben Amazikin. Shmir Ben Amazikin. That's why the minig is to say a Malach HaGolos Himikora by Krish Malamita. That's where it comes from. I mean, it's appropriate. That's why they say the pasuk a Malach HaGolos Himikora, right? Because that's precisely based upon the pasuk over here. The Gemara says in Brachas, the Gemara says that one mandama said that a person that learns Torah, so God protects him. It brings that from a pasuk. So the Gemara says, Even children know this. It's an open pasuk. And in last week's yesterday's parsha, Vayomer Shema Tishma Bekol Adashim Shema Lekel Vazanta Lemitzvosav Kol Amachala Asher Samson Losim Lokini Hashem Rofecha. Because that God will protect you from all the. It's an interesting Gemara. I got a Gemara Brachas here for a second. Okay, Gemara says. Okay. The Gemara says, Vamar Bitzcha, Kolakar Krishma Lamitaso, Mazikin Bedilin Emeno. Okay, the Gemara learns that from the Psukim. So it says, Vene Reshef Yagbiof, Eino Fela Torah, Shnema Hasoif, Einechobo, Eineno. So it's referring to Torah. Amashim Malakish, Kola Oseg Betorah, a person that learns Torah, Yisurin Bedilin Emeno. So the person is removed from pain, from physical pain. You say, "Shenemar mezei rov luchumei reshef." I'm Rabbi Yechonin. How feel to nevshal beis rabin yod nasa? What do you have the pasuk? What do you have the pasuk from here for? It's an open pasuk. Vayema shmatzim al tishma lekol hashem lekecha. V'shemata kol chukov kol amachla shesant v'nisraim lo asim alecha kini yedishem afecha. Ella the Gemara says, "Kol she'ef shelo lasek b'torah ve'ein osek." Kadosh Baruch Hu mevi elav yisurin mechu orin va'ochen asa. Okay, so it works both ways. But it means to say that's the yisod ados. That's the yisod ados. That a person who's osek b'torah has divine protection. Divine protection means in terms of diseases and horrible things that befall a person, that he's under a special ashgacha, special divine providence, due to the fact that he's osik b'tara. That's a malach hagolos mikora. That's the third aspect of man's relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those are the three. That's why he said, those are the three subjects, you see. Three subjects, yevarech es hana'orim. Okay, yevarech es hana'orim, yeah. Now, by the way, that's why at nighttime, what do we say? You say Ashkivenu ad Hashem Elokeinu l'shalom, right? Vamidenu malkeinu l'chaim. You should put us to sleep in peace. We should get up and be well. What is all this? What is it? Baruch Atah Hashem, Shomer Amo Yisrael Lad, Shmira Ma'amazikin. You see, that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu B'Taras Shomer. That's a Malach HaGolos Himikora. So you see, Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis and Kriya Shema Shel Arvis really have two different conceptually. Okay? In Kriya Shema Shacharis, you don't say that. You don't say Shmir Shacharis. Shacharis, you say, it's Lahagid Baboka Chazdecha. You talk about the fact that God did good for us, but at nighttime, Vemunoscha Balelos, it means that you mispalo, you pray to God that He should protect us. So you see, but that's the concept, that's the third aspect of the Ashgacha. That's tied to, it's interestingly enough, it's tied to Kriya Shema, to understanding the fundamental principles of Yahadis, which is the oneness of God, and the love of God, and the Limud and Limud HaTorah. Avasavi, Rasav Limud HaLimudo. That's Talmud Torah. Okay? So Talmud Torah, that's the concept, that through Talmud Torah, that's what the Gemara says in Brachot, that through Talmud Torah, through Kabbalah Sal Malka Shemayim, which is Yichud Hashem, Avoso, and Yiroso, and Limudo, that effectuates Shemira. That's Malach HaGolos Himikora, that's Shemira. That's tied to Krishma. That's not only Krishma Lamita, but it's tied to, you see, there was a bracha that was added in Krishma Balayla. Okay, yeah. See, the way to understand that, because somebody asked me, you asked me that question. Question is about Hagar and Yishmael. What is it? It's a very good question. What advantage is there to Hagar that she's that she's the mother of a great nation? Okay, so that I mentioned on Friday. So the Rav said that when we say that God is true existence. So the Rav said that everything that the Yesod, even the Yesod Yadas, are related to us in some way. It's a metaphysical principle, but it's still related to us. So the Rav says, what do we learn from the fact that HaKadosh, that God is absolute existence? Oh, what does that do with us? Okay? So the Rav said, because it teaches us that what we should strive for, man should strive for, is existence. Existence. True existence. In other words, you can really sum up the entire perfection of man and the entire Torah by saying that when a person goes from a low level to a high level, he goes from a state in which he barely exists to a state which he truly exists. It means to say, if a person exists without his chachma, without his knowledge, and without his wisdom, so it means he's barely existing, because he's existing as an animal. An animal has existence too, but not real existence. He lives, he dies, that's it. But if man partakes of eternal ideas, so then he exists. That's Hashar Sanefesh. He continues to exist. And with the loss of his physical self, he does not cease to exist, because he partook of something that's eternal. So man, as he perfects himself, partakes more and more and more of existence. That's really the brachos of Eschol Gai Gadol. It means to see v'yikari v'hem shimi, the Shem Avosai, the Yidgalur of the Kav Arts, and there will be Kidadmi Gamu Yalom Vagamu Yigdal, Vulam Ochiv Akot Yigdal Mimen of Zar Yim Lo Agayim. Okay? What does it mean? It means to say existence. If a person partakes, is the cause of existence, you see, they partake of existence, that is a high level. What do we say about the worst Russia? Someone we really hate. I mean, we really despise him. Haman. So what do we say about him? Yimach Shemav Zechro. That's the worst thing we say. What does it mean? It means that his existence should be totally eradicated, and we shouldn't even know of his name. That's what it means. No existence. That's the worst curse. Okay? It's a philosophical curse. Not the Jews aren't emotionally filled with hatred, but they recognize that evil has to be destroyed. So Yimach Shemav Zechro is the worst thing you can say about a person. Okay. So it's the same idea. It means to say that the person whose existence is obliterated, that is the worst thing. And the best thing for man is, as man grows, he partakes in more and more of existence. Okay? And to be the progenitor of a nation, even, well, Yishmael, of course, I told you, Yishmael didn't exercise Bechir properly, but he had a great potential. So it means to be the progenitor of a nation that is involved in civilizing the world is civilization. That's existence. Lo tov bra lo sheves yitzara. That's existence. That means that she was deserving of being an instrument of existence, and that's the biggest bracha. Of course, that's why Kol Yisrael is true existence, because they're involved in living the life according to the ideas of the Torah, according to God's ideas. Okay. Yeah. Okay, yes. Because those three, the whole of Yadus is contained in those three. It's a relationship between man and God. Between man and God is in those three. Recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, emulation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ashgacha so far as the world of ideas is concerned, and the Ashgacha, the world of the soul, I should say, actually, the world of the soul, Ashgacha, and then Ashgacha so far as the world of the body, of the physical. Okay? That includes everything. That's the bracha. That's the bracha of Yaakov Avinu. Can't get a better bracha than that.
What?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, Ruach HaKodesh is the same thing as Ashgacha with regard to ideas. Right. That's good. You're right. Ruach HaKodesh is a good example. Ruach HaKodesh is where a person can accomplish something in the world of Chachma, which ordinarily would not be able to do with his own abilities. Okay, that's right. Okay, now let me just I'd like to do is, so what was the bracha though? I got to get to the bracha of it. So it says that there's a beautiful Rav Avram ben Arambam. Rav Avram ben Arambam, he says a beautiful pshat. It's like this. Yeah. Yeah, by the way, I want to be makatov to Howie Ball for mentioning the Rambam in Hilchos Deis to me. Bring it to my attention. The Rabbi Avraham ben Rambam has like this. He says, what is the bracha? It says, Hamalach Gosim Kol Rav Asharim. Let's finish off. Yikorev Vahem Shmi. What does that? What does that mean? Yikorev Vahem Shmi. Yikorev Vahem Shmi V'Shem Avosai Avram Yitzchak. What is the bracha? And their name, they shall be called by my name, and the name and the names of my father is Avram Yitzchak. So he says first just like this. He says, Yikorev Vahem Shmi Amar Avi Abba Zal. My grandfather said, because in the Sefer he writes maybe the Rambam's father. What he said in Chumash. It says, Ki birachosam sheyiyu b'matzav ha-mishmas al Hashem yisala. That they shall be in a state where they live according to God's will. Asher al yodo yiru'uyim l'syachis al avasam. Because through that, they should be fit to relate to their forefathers. Okay, that's plain pshat. Yikarvam shmi means that this was the bracha, that they should live according to, in a way that, in other words, whenever we say yichus, yichus is only insofar as you're worthy of the yichus. It means that, you know, that you live according to that way. If you don't live like your forefathers, so then you're not really related to them. Physically, biologically, there's nothing. Okay? So that's what it says. El nesiach, it says, l'fisha b'zman yitziyosam en ha-mashmas lo nesiach tzulavosam. The moment you see the Jewish people do not live according to the system of Torah, then they're not related to their fathers. El nesiach tzulav ha-domim lem b'midosam. He says, then they become related to those that are similar to them in their traits. K'mo shamalam, shimud v'ar Hashem k'tzinei Sdom. Okay, then he says, listen, hear the v'ar Hashem, the heads of Sdom. So he says, "V'zeh biur tov." He says a very good interpretation. Okay. So it means to say that's why Yevorech Hasana Orim V'Yikorei Vahem Shemi. It means to say that how will the Orim be blessed from God if they have these Hilakim Ashes Halchu Avos Lefanav? If they know that. And if the Zechel Kima Roa Simeri, and if Hamalach Yosim Kol Roa, then it'll be Yikarei Vahem Shmi. That's what his grandfather said. That's what Rabbi Raman, Ben Rama's grandfather, Rama's father learned shot like that. Okay? It's a good shot, yeah. I mean, the song will be Kolam Al Techet Kvodi. Yeah, same idea. The same idea. They can't be Messiaches afterwards. What? So now, he says like this. He says, V'li Ani Nira, and to me, it seems the pshat is ki kavonoso b'masha amar v'yikore levorechosam lios. Very beautiful pshat. Lios midosov umidos Avraham the Yitzchak negulos bohem. Sharp shot. He says, yes. He says v'yikore v'hem shmi. He says levorechosam lios midosov umidos Avraham the Yitzchak midos of Yaakov and Avraham Yitzchak. Migulos bohen, that their midos should be evident through them. The yietam shmi kan inyan o matzav v'kozeh shem avosai. He means, in other words, the essence. The yikarev em shmi means my essence should appear through them. Okay, it means to say that they should embody the essence of Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov. Okay, yeah, it's an interesting thing. See, this explains something in which is hard to understand. I mean, the brachos in the whole Vayechi is something always very difficult. I don't understand what is going on here with the brachos, you know? Alright, so there's a lot of psukim, a lot of rashis there, a lot of chazal. So it's very complicated. But it's always nice to get an eye-opener, at least, as to what I mean, what is the approach? Where do you start? It's always the Aleph is hard. To get the first move is always very difficult. What is the pshat in the brachos? The Reuven and Shimon and Levi, when you take a look at them, it's very strange. Okay, it's very strange. For instance, Ephraim, Simcha Lakinka, Ephraim, the Chemenasha. Ephraim, really, unfortunately, what happened to Ephraim, I mean, wasn't good. If it's Gol Seres HaShvatim, gone. If we keep it Seres HaShvatim, Ein Nasidim Lachza. They're never going to come back. Because it says, Kayom Azah. It says, Vayashlichim Alayat Zacharias Kayom Azah. Ma Yom Eino Chazor. If it says, Shvatim Eino Chazor. That's Machlokes, but anyways. But it doesn't sound so good. I mean, what is he? What's so wonderful about Ephraim? What's so wonderful over there? And Vayosmas Ephraim Lifnei Menashe. Okay, so Rashi gives an answer, but it, you know, when you're just learning, you look at these Rashi. Learn the Rashi doesn't register somehow. So I guess he says when Yaakov Vina switched the hands. Okay, so it says like this: Bechor Yevarches Olamar. I'm sorry, Yadati Bini Yadati Vayemoyin Aviv. His father refused. Vayoma yadati bini yadati gam hu yelam v'gam hu yigdal. V'ulam ochiv akoton yigdal mimenu v'zaro yim alay agayim. So, of course, the Apocryphon, again, the Apocryphon over here, used this. They want to say, what is this? This is the theory that the youngest son is better. Just like you find by Yaakov Avinu. They want to, you know, but it's really, again, kom wakom shepakrat stukum chuvasam betzidan. On the contrary, why was Yaakov born second? Good kasha. Why couldn't Yaakov be first? Why couldn't get the Bechor and have to wrestle with Esav? What's the answer? The answer is very simple. Because the primitive people believe the firstborn is better. That's what they believe. And Yada says, nah, it depends on the worthiness of the individual. Yaakov was the one that was right for Bechor, even though he was born second. Okay? So Yada says, motzi midas of the Goyim, the Shoromos, the pagan mind that believes that there's some superiority. I who has the Bechor? Yeah, Bechor is a position. Bechor is a position. But a position does not define your value. A Kohen is a wonderful thing. To be a Kohen, it's a position. Does that mean a Kohen is better than a Yisrael? No, on the contrary. That's why the Rambam, by the way, the Rambam was very upset by the fact the way we do Kriyas HaTorah in the Mishnayis, the Rambam was very upset. He says it's a terrible thing to let the Kohen Amars go first. He says the Talmud Chachamim must go first all over. He says that it's Avachim of Reshus. It's a mission in Arius that says Mamza Talmud Chacham is Kodem L'Kohen Gadol Amaretz. So he says, as a matter of fact, I think the place where the Rambam says Shelo Baruchu Batorah Tchila. What does it mean? The second base mission was destroyed. Shelo Baruchu Batorah Tchila. So the Rambam says because the Talmud Chacham allowed the Amaratzim to go up first. This doesn't mean they didn't make a bracha on Birchas HaTorah. Well, you couldn't say a bracha in the morning. That's a hard thing to do. They refused to say a bracha. This doesn't make any sense. He says, no, because the Talmid HaChacham allowed the Amoratzim to go first. So they were Dochan HaSei of Kavod HaTorah. So the Rambam says it's wrong. He says, this is not found in Shas, in the Gemara, or in any of the Gainim, he says. This is absolutely wrong. The way we do to have the Kayin be Ola first to the Torah, even though there's a big Talmud Chacham present. He says, this is a denial of Kavod HaTorah. Rambam Pirush Mishnayos is very, very much against it. In the Yad HaChazakah, he endorses it. In the Yad, it's funny. In the Yad HaChazakah, he says, "Haminig bi yameinu is that a kain afilu imu amoritz goes up first before a talmud chacham." So apparently he reconciled himself to the minig, even though he held there's no mucker and shas for it. Okay, but in the what's the havmin of maskana? I mean, apparently he held that if it's an accepted minig already, so it's not a bezayin atara. Because but he was very upset at the fact that it got started. It's wrong. Because Kavod Talmud Chacham is the Kavod HaTorah is Adif. Asay the Kavod HaTorah, don't go to Kavod Talmud Chacham. Yeah, so that's what Yadis maintains, that this kahuna means that you come from a select group. It's very nice, but it's not an indication of superiority. Essential worth and value is dependent on the individual, the person, what he does, not on the station that he in position he has in life. So Esav is, that's on the contrary. So over here, that's what Yaakov Avinu said. Menashe may be the Bechor, but that's insofar as the Bechor and Avoda fine. That's where he has that job. But Ephraim's going to be bigger. He's the Zarayim of Alagayim. Okay? That's the philosophy of Yadis, that the worthiness of an individual does not depend upon when he's born, how he's born, and what institution he's born into, whether he's Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, has nothing to do with it. Okay. So that was Kairach. Okay. So at any rate, so he says, Vayamoinov, his father refused, Vayoma Yadati Vini Yadati Gamhu Yelom Vagamhu Yedo. But Ulam, Ochiva Katon Yidal Mimenu, Vizaru Yemaloa Gayan. His children will fill the world. What is he talking about? Where? What? Is that some historical event? If I say Rabbi Akiva, if I say that the Seres HaShvatim ain't a Sidim Lach, so what does it mean? Vizari Yim Lo Agoyim. By the way, the Goyim today want to use this pasuk. Some Goyim want to say, there's a movement today that they want to say, a lot of Goyim, and they're all of Yisrael, they love Jews, and what they want to maintain is that they're really Jews. So they usually say, Vizari Yim Lo Agoyim, so they say that it means that eventually when the Melech HaMashiach will come, he will show that many Goyim, they want to say Protestants, a lot of they're really Jews. Okay. But that's the Goyish Pshat, he wouldn't learn Pshat. But anyways, Rashi learns Vizara Yim Eloah Goyim. So Rashi says like this. He says, Gamhu Yelo'om, the Yigdal She'osid, that's Menashe, She'osid Yidon Lotzeis Mimeno. That's a front, that's Menashe. Okay, Shakadosh Baruch Hu Osen Yesel Yoda, that God will do a miracle through Gideon. Oh, he was victorious. V'ulam Ochel Akotin Yigdal Mimenu She'osid Yoshua Lotzeis Mimenu She'yanchu Es Ha'oret V'yolamei Torah Yisrael. Yoshua Ben Nun comes from Ephraim. He says V'zar Yem Lo Agoyim Kol Ha'olam Yismalei B'tzeis Shamo Shmo K'shiyamid Chama B'givon V'yorech B'imek Ayolon. So the world will be world renowned. So what's strange about this Rashi? What's unusual about the Rashi? In what way?
Individuals.
That's correct. Individuals. You see, what it's showing you is what the whole essence, and that's from Rambam and Rambam, that the whole the Korvem Shmi means they should embody my midos and the midos of Avram and Yitzchak. Okay. It means to say, and that's the whole brachas. Don yodin, if you look through Rashi in the whole parsha of Vayichi, don yodin, he don nochash alei derech, like a snake on the road. And a sheikh hikve, he bites the horse and the rider falls backward. What is who's talking about? Talking about Shimshon HaGibor, right? Shimshon HaGibor. And everyone, he says, there's this one, there's that one, but they're individuals. What does it mean? It means to say like this. It means to say that the midos of the shvatim, the characteristics that they had, will reappear in the future in certain individuals. That's what it means. Okay? And that's the bracha. And certain individuals that are remarkable and that are eternalized through the Nevi'im. That's what it means. That's the bracha. And that's really what I believe Chazal say, Maisa Avo Simul Abanim. Something we don't understand. What do you mean, Maisa Avo Simul Abanim? If you read Sefer Bereishis, you can read the history of the Jew is all in Sefer Bereishis, and you'll see this happened. Ramban says this. There are a lot of kashas there. I say, what do you mean? If that's the case, I mean, there's no bechira. So when the Jews sinned, you say because it was predestined. We don't believe in predestination. Okay, we believe in free will, right? Now what it means is like this: Maisa Avo Simul Abanim means that these character traits that Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov and the Shevatim had will reappear. Will reappear in the future, and certain individuals will embody. That's what happens. The nation is kept in such a way that people reappear with the same characteristics and the same midos, and they reflect that same perfection. You see, whether it's to a degree or complete, but the point is that they reflect those attributes. Okay, of the shvatim, that's the entire concept. It's not large numbers. Numbers, we never were big about numbers. Numbers are not important. The important thing is the quality. One Yeshua ben Nun is Vizaro Yiyem Elo Agayim. One Yeshua ben Nun. You see? That's the key to the whole parsha of the brachos. And it means that Kol Yisrael, the Jewish nation, because they are tied inextricably to the Torah, to the system of Torah, they study the great personalities, they learn from them, and it's an ideological heritage. So what happens is this results in certain remarkable people appearing throughout the history of the Jewish people that embody those traits. The traits of the Shvatim and the traits of the Avos. The Yikar Vem Shmi, the Shem Avos, Avram V'Yitzchak. It's a repetition. It's Maisa Avos Simul Abanim. You see it again, happens again. Because of the Kesha, because of the tie, to the Torah and a tie to the Yavos and a tie to the Shvatim. Okay? What? Excellent. That's really the essence. That's the aleph of the brachas and parshas and the parshas Vayechai. So I saw recently somebody wants to say that it's an unfortunate thing. I mean, it's a rav. I mean, Orthodox rav that wants to say that we're not the chosen people. This is a mistake. That we chose God. He didn't choose us. Atav v'chatanu kol am. I mean, it's nonsense. The brachos. I mean, the brachos. This is. It's terrible. It was very bad. You see, when a Jew becomes apologetic, it's very bad. I mean, he's guilty. He feels guilty, so he starts apologizing. Nice to apologize. You have to know where. But this is not the place. The fact that we have the whole Yerusha, that's Vayechi, the brachas from Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. It means those traits are all in the Shiftei Koh. And the Shiftei Koh were 12. There's a reason why they were 12. The reason why they were 12 is because they embody 12 different types of characteristics and perfection. That's why the Shvatim are really the... actually, 13 Shevalevi, okay. But the... that's what it means. That's... I have to go into that another time. Okay, we'll stop here. Someone asked me, the fact that these individuals reappear, is that Hashgacha? Is that natural? The answer is both. It's a product of the person's Bechira, the Masorah, and Hashgacha. It's everything. Okay, I wanted to add 3 points to the Shir. First of all, I never got back to the Pasuk again. Amalach HaGalsi Mikol Ra, and now we have to go back. You see, there are two components to the Bracha. The Yikarish V'hem Shemi V'Shem Avosai Avram V'Yitzchak, that's one. And second, the Yidgul Arov B'Kerav Haaretz. So now you see what the two components are. The first component is Vikarvem Shemi Vishem Avosai Avram Yitzchak, that my essence should be expressed through them. That refers to the first pasuk. Olakim Meshes Halcha Avosai Lafan of Avram Yitzchak, Olakim Arosi Meodavad Yamazah. That's Vikarvem Shemi Vishem Avosai. Because that's where the essence of man is involved. Okay? The Yidgul Arov Bekerav Haoretz is the physical phenomena. That's the Hamalach HaGolos Mikol Ra. Okay, that's how it breaks up. The second thing I wanted to add is I didn't say it publicly in the Shir. I didn't. I mean, I mentioned it, but I didn't emphasize it. But I think in terms of the for the public Shir, you know, I mean, it's one thing. But I wanted to, this is a little more abstract. But the it's important to remember that the only way Avraham Avinu was able to discover the idea of Adnas, okay, that was basically his second discovery, that that a person can emulate God, was of course based on his first discovery of negative knowledge. It's important to remember that, because otherwise a person could go off the deep end over there, dangerous area, you know, metaphysics. But what Avraham Avinu showed was that it is possible for man to emulate God in the negative sense only. Once a person recognizes, like the Rambam says, that knowledge of God is in the negative, okay, so then, I'm not going to go into what that means, there are other tapes on that, but once a person recognizes that, then it is possible for man to emulate God in the sense that he negates his function on an instinctual level, and he functions on a his perfection his midas are brought into play on a higher level, on a philosophical intellectual level. In that sense, he is emulating God, who is devoid of the emotional. Okay, so it is the negation. The premise of negation, negative knowledge, in terms of God, that permits actually the concept of emulating God. Okay, you understand what I'm saying? That is an important from a philosophical standpoint. Otherwise, it borders on avodah zarah. The person has a misconception over here. It borders on avodah zarah. All right. Important to remember that the two discoveries of Avraham Avinu: one was God in terms of negative knowledge, and the second one of Mahu Afata, they're closely linked, all right? Closely linked together. Okay. Just to put it, I'm not going to go into what negative knowledge is. As I said, it's a separate discussion. There are tapes on that. But what I'll just to just summarize briefly, what it means is, just like God's chesed is unlimited, is not based on, is unlimited, so too, unlimited, his is not based on the emotional, okay? So man also can remove himself, can negate himself from the emotional. In that sense, he's emulating God. Okay, but of course, the sphere that he's thrown into is a higher sphere for man, but that's not the sphere of God, because God is different. God is different from that as well. But man is emulating God in the sense of negation. He is negating a limitation of his own in that respect, and he's expanding in that respect. He's emulating God, who is devoid of all limitation. Okay? I mean, that's it. I can't express it any better. Okay. We mentioned the three Kedushas, okay? That God is different from the world of the non-physical and the world of ideas, the word that's B'Shmei Merolava, Shchut HaKadosh Allah Rav HaGevurotei, okay? And that's the material world. And Kadosh La'olam Ol'olmei Omaya means that his eternity is different as well. Okay? It's not the same as what a person thinks of, and when a person thinks of eternal, we mentioned this several times. In other words, it's not existing through time; it is an intrinsic eternity that is not, means that there is no concept of time in relation to God. It's an intrinsic eternity, a different kind of eternal. Okay, that's Kadosh Lo. That's Kadosh Lo and Lo Mayamaya. His eternity is different. Okay, the last thing I wanted to mention is just to answer Akasha. Because the question is raised. I mean, this is, again, it's Pakra Ba'atzdukim. I mean, the Christians ask question. La Yasser Shevet Mi Yehuda O Mechokek Mi Bein Raglav. Okay? So, Ad Ki Yavo Shilo. All right? So, so the question is, what does it mean? That this is not true? That the Malchus will not leave David HaMelech, Mishpachas David, I mean Shevet Yehuda, until Mashiach comes, is not correct, because we know the Malchus has left Beis David for many, many years, alright, and Mashiach hasn't come, okay, alright. So this Kasha, the Ramban deals with this question. Okay, so the Ramban says La Yosir Shevet Mi Yehuda Einin Yonash La Yosir La Olam, doesn't mean he'll never cease, right? Ki Kosev Yolach Ad Hashem Oschov Es Malkecho Asher Tokem Alecho Goyah Shel Yedata Atav Avosecha. Okay, Vina Heim Malkam Begola Ein Lam Od Melech V'Sarim V'Yam Rab Mei Melech V'Yisrael V'Novi Lo Yavtiach Es Yisrael Shlo Yelchu Bashevi B'Shum Minyan V'Avur Shiyimloch Aleihem Yehuda. Okay, so the Ramban says in the Torah, it's obviously that that's not what it means, because the Torah itself says that God will, in the Telchah, that God will take you and your king and Golas, which means he's going to cease. So the Torah itself says that this doesn't mean you're always, you know, no guarantee you're always going to have a Melech. I mean, if you learn literally, it doesn't work out. That's what it means. Either Liyashir Ad Kiyav or Shiloh. It means what? That there will always, once you have Melech, David and Melech, so then the next thing you have is Mashiach, no breach, straight through. That's not true. The pasuk itself says that you're going to go into Golos if you violate the laws of the Torah, and the Torah never gave a guarantee that you're always going to have a king. Okay. He says what it means is, me'eis she'am reading a little later, further in the Ramah. Me'eis she'yochal lios li'yuda shevet malchus lo yosir mimenu al shevet acher. Okay? That means from the time, it's a halacha. In other words, from the time that malchus based David is established, so you are not permitted, you're not permitted to change it over to any other shevet. Okay? Okay, so it means that, so Rambam explains, the Malchus of Shaul was temporary. Okay. In other words, the moment Malchus is Kavua, so then it always belongs to whom? To Beis David. All right. So the question is, the Ramban says that they were over, anyone that's Melech, not from Beis David, is over al Tzavos HaZaken. So our question is, what is that, a lav? What is Tzavos HaZaken? I mean, what is Tayag Mitzvahs we have? What is Tzavos HaZaken? So the answer is
like we said, that in the bracha simply tells you what the potential of the of each eved is. So it was nevuah that the potential of Yehuda is for Malchus. He has that characteristic, those characteristics. So therefore, so the Isser is to infringe in any way on the potential of Malchus for Klal Yisrael. Okay. So the word lo yasser does not mean there will not, it means there should not. That's what I mean.